Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Mo H., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Northern California. Today is Tuesday, December 25th, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book, and we are on page XIX, forward to the second edition, starting with the first paragraph, as we discovered the principles by which, through two paragraphs ending with the greatest assets that our society has. And the comments will be on both paragraphs. Today's readers are the 12 Steps, CJH, the 12 Traditions, Brandy M., and the readers of the text are Sherry KB, Kathy G., and Libby E. The share ID for Monday, December 24th, 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 12,334. That's 12334. And for Tuesday, December 25th, 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 12,337. That's 12337. And our newcomer greeter today will be Melanie C. The OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And I will now ask CJH to read the 12 steps. CJ.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Are you there, CJ? Press star one.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can now. Thank you.
Oh, awesome. Okay, great. Yeah, CJ, compulsive eater. The 12 steps. Step one, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrong. Six, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God, as we understood Him, praying only through the knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thanks for letting me be of service in my task.
Thank you, CJ. And I will now ask Brandy M. to read the 12 traditions. Brandy?
Good morning. It's Brandy M., recovered compulsive eater. The 12 traditions. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for a group purpose, there's one but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants, they do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OE group are never endorsed, finance, or lend the OE name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OE group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thanks for letting me do service, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Brandy. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone again. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. And today we resume our study, and we are on page XIX, forward to the second edition, starting with the first paragraph, as we discovered the principles by which, through two paragraphs ending with the greatest assets that our society has, and the comments will be on both those paragraphs, and I will ask Sherry KB to get us started. Thank you.
Good morning, Mo. Good morning, everybody. It's Sherry KB in Northern California, a very grateful recovered compulsive overeater. As we discovered the principles by which the individual alcoholic could live, so we had to evolve principles by which the AA groups and AA as a whole could survive and function effectively. It was thought that no alcoholic man or woman could be excluded from our society, that our leaders might serve but never govern, that each group was to be autonomous, and there was to be no professional class of therapy. There were to be no fees or dues, or our expenses were to be met by our own voluntary contributions. There was to be the least possible organization, even in our service centers. Our public relations were to be based upon attraction rather than promotion. It was decided that all members ought to be anonymous at the level of press, radio, TV, and films. And in no circumstances should we give endorsements, make alliances, or enter public controversies. This was the substance of AA's 12 traditions, which are stated in full on page 561 of this book. Though none of these principles had the force of rules or laws, they had to become so widely accepted by 1950 that they were confirmed by our first international conference held in Cleveland. Today, the remarkable unity of AA is one of the greatest assets that our society has. And I'll put myself on a timer here. So, you know, there was I listened to the earlier meeting, and there was a lot of interesting history around it. And if you're interested, please listen to the 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting this morning. I love the way these paragraphs are broken into what traditions, some of these traditions. And the beauty of this, though, too, is that how important it is that we evolve our groups so that we could survive and function effectively. You know, because you see groups get together and then they fall apart because, you know, somebody starts running the show. And so what I know here is that, you know, the first tradition states that we only have one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants, they do not govern. So that's a really important thing here to me, because I'm not the leader. I don't govern. I am part of a group that makes a decision. And I also have been told through the years that the steps are the relationship to myself, the tradition are my relationship with others, and the concepts are the relationships out in the world. So how beautiful is that, that now I have directions on how I can have a relationship, not only in personal relationships, but in fellowship relationships, in the meeting, and, you know, with others, if I want to follow somebody's doing something.
Yeah, someone's unmuted.
Somebody's unmuted there. And anyhow, so, and then no professional class of therapy. So, you know, we come to OA, we're not there to do group therapy, which I think is really important here. And then based on attraction rather than promotion. So there's that story, you know, about how Bill used to take people off the bar stools, just drag them off the bar stools and try to get them to, you know, get sober and all that stuff. So I know that it's so important for me not to promote OA as much as to be an attraction of it. And that also, you know, if this was to be promoted on TV or whatever, you know, we all, as somebody said on the line earlier, we all have clay feet. The only place we have to go is down. So if one person's promoting or whatever and everybody thinks that that's who's, you know, totally making it OA as a whole, that would be scary to me. That's why I love that we stay anonymous at level of press, radio, TV, and films. And that, you know, just that we don't endorse anything. So we don't talk about politics or anything else. And then I'm getting down here. So it says, today the remarkable unity of AA is the greatest assets that our society has. And you know what? We carry this message, not my message or your message, but this message. And with that, I pass. Thank you so much for letting me be of service.
Thank you, thank you so much, Sherry KB. I'll just remind everybody where we're at. We're on page XIX, forward to the second edition. Starting with the first paragraph, as we discovered the principles by which, reading through two paragraphs, ending with the second assets, the greatest assets that our society has, ending with that, and the comments will be on both. I will now take names. Who'd like to share?
Leah S.H.
Leah S.H.
Roz G.
Roz G.
Marissa E.
Marissa E. Anyone else? Share on the traditions.
Jennifer W.
Jennifer W. Well, you guys are making it easy for me this morning. A few more?
Belinda D.
Belinda or Melinda?
Belinda with a B.
Belinda.
B as in David.
Okay. I was
yeah.
Right. Belinda D. Gotcha, Belinda.
Reggie O.
Reggie O. One more? Okay, we'll stop there. I have Leah S.H., Roz G., Marissa E., Jennifer W., Belinda D., and Reggie O. We'll start with Leah S.H. to be followed by Roz G. Leah.
Hi, thank you so much for chairing the meeting, and thank you everybody for being here. I'm in Portland, Oregon, recovering one day at a time. I have almost a year of abstinence, maybe 11 and a half months. Maybe 11 months. But anyway, I'm very grateful for this program. Regarding the traditions, before I even really study the traditions, I always love to volunteer to read the traditions in meetings because I always felt loved and taken care of. And I recently heard that the traditions are about love. And for me, they're also about safety. which is not something that I've always experienced, especially growing up, just more emotional and spiritual safety. And what I love about when I really study them, these are all qualities, I believe, that are more higher power-like, more God-like than person-like. When I hear principles before personalities, this makes the message easier to listen to take, because we're not attaching an idea to a person. We're attaching these principles to our higher powers. And to me, that just makes them, I guess, I'm more attracted to them. I'm more attracted to higher power than I am to people. And thank goodness that this program is based on attraction rather promotion, that there's no dues or fees. If I had to decide whether I wanted to sign up for this program and pay the fees, I probably wouldn't have done it, because there are so many other ones out there. And I just love that we can just start attending and try it out. There's no dues. We don't have to sign up. We just have to show up. And with that, I'm very grateful, and thank you very much. I pass.
Thank you, Leah S.H. Roz G., followed by Marissa E. Roz.
Good morning. My name is Roz G., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Los Angeles. And I'm very, what I see in these paragraphs, again, is humility, because, my ego is one of my biggest defects of character. And, you know, when I lose weight, I want, you know, people ask me, well, what are you doing? You know? Or if I went up before, I would see fat people around my job, and I would tell them. I would tell them about Overeaters Anonymous. And it was, I cringe to think of how rude and how arrogant and how assuming and how presumptuous that is. And today, all I have to do is recover, recover, recover. And people will ask me, well, you look so good, or they'll compliment me, or just say, you're glowing, you know. And if the door opens up for me to say why, then I feel as though it's an appropriate time for me to say, then I'll say, hey, you know, I'm a member of Overeaters Anonymous. I go to those meetings. And, you know, over the years, people have, I've seen people come in and out, and they'll bring, like, say about this time of year, they'll bring Christmas cards, and inside there's Christmas cards, there's a real estate card, you know, or people who sell different kinds of makeup, you know, or they'll put their makeup cards out and stuff. And, you know, I just don't appreciate that. I think that these meetings are for whatever the specific problem is, whatever it is. Here, Overeaters Anonymous. You know, I don't like the solicitation. What else was I going to say? Oh, about somebody mentioned finances, and I agree with that, you know, free. Okay, I'll give it a try. You know, all I have to do is put a dollar in the basket. Well, I've come to find out that it's so important for us to be able to be self-supporting, to pay the rent. And I also love to hear that when we have conventions, that there are scholarships available sometimes, because people are generous and they believe that this program has saved their life. And I'm talking about me. And for me to be able to put money somewhere and know that it's going to go towards helping somebody else is a really beautiful thing. So I love studying these forewords. Of course, in my early OA days, all I wanted to do was read the back of the book. And I really love reading all of the book and studying every paragraph, because there's something to be said in every paragraph. And I wish everybody happy holidays. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Roz G. Marissa E., followed by Jennifer W. Marissa, good morning.
Good morning, Mel. This is Marissa E. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater outside Los Angeles. Thank you, everyone, for your shares thus far. And I just want to share on the line that no alcoholic man or woman could be excluded. And in my disease, actually, about 10 years ago, before I came to my first meeting, I had known about OA for a while, right? I Googled how to stop binge eating, or I Googled, like, can't stop eating. And an OA had popped up, but in my disease, I came only with about 35, 40 pounds to lose. And at peaks of my disease, right, I had lost my period. I was just like this walking muscle. And so I had my disease, right? My disease had convinced me I'm going to be excluded from that group, right? I'm going to walk in and people are going to be like, what are you doing here, right? You don't belong here. And then I would really, really be out of options. And yeah, I just remember, I just created this story in my head that I would show up and I would not be welcomed. And I'm just so grateful for these traditions, right? That when I did get here, I actually walked into a meeting. I was in college and I walked into a meeting and there were five other young women my age, around my size, and they were sharing my story and they welcomed me with open arms. And right, that feeling, that openness, that relief, that welcoming, right, that's what kept me coming back for 10 years. And, you know, fast forward, being entirely abstinent, being newly recovered, I have to check myself sometimes because I want to exclude people. I hear people share and I'm like, yeah, no, that's the mess. That's not the message. Right? I want to dictate the meeting. I want to run the show. And I have to remember that unity, right? That's what keeps us together. And no one can be excluded, right? And I just have to trust sometimes, right, my higher power is in charge. And I get worried about what people are saying, or I get worried about the meeting going over, or I get worried about this or that. And that's just my disease thinking. Those are my character defects coming up. And I just have to say that set aside prayer before people share. I have to say that set aside prayer before some meetings. And then, right, what can I give to the meeting? What can I bring to the meeting? And how can I be inclusive of everybody? So I just want to reflect on that and wish everybody a happy abstinent day. And thank you for letting me share. I pass.
Perfect, Marissa. Thank you for sharing. Jennifer W., followed by Belinda D. Jennifer.
Hello, this is Jennifer calling in from Sweden. Can you hear me?
Yes, Jennifer, very clearly. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the meeting and for all the shares before me. I used to think that the principle was really boring. The traditions were really, really boring. I would never read them. I wouldn't be interesting. Sometimes I would go to a meeting and they would have the traditions. I would just be like, oh, no, this is boring. So I loved the text here where it says, as we discovered the principle by which the individual alcoholic could live, which is sort of the principle everyone could use, which is the steps, then we have the principle by which the AA groups and AA as a whole could survive and function. So I sort of see it as if the principle for each individual is the steps, and then for the groups and the world and everything around is the traditions. And I think that you can, the more I learn about the traditions, I see that you can actually use them in your everyday life and take it with you into other surroundings, like other groups and all. And that's really good. So I'm getting more and more interested in the traditions and I want to learn more. And that's that's great to have something where I can have a way of working on myself and then also working on my relationships, because that is really hard, having relationships and working.
Police, stop my car. Police, stop my car.
Sorry, Jennifer.
No worries. I was done anyway, so thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for your share today.
Thanks.
We'll have, next will be Belinda, followed by Belinda D, followed by Reggie O. Belinda. Are you there, Belinda? Press star 1 to unmute.
I am. Thank you.
Thank you, Belinda.
The first few lines says, as we discovered the principles by which the individual alcoholic could live, so we had to evolve principles by which the group could live. I find most useful the traditions as far as helping me to accept others where they are. The one tradition that I find the most helpful is tradition 5, that each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or AA as a whole, and to keep it very basic as far as how I relate to others and how others are to relate to me, and that is to help them to find their spiritual solution to compulsive overeating, and to help them to weed out the self-centeredness. And carrying the message to someone else helps me to weed out my self-centeredness. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Belinda. And before Reggie O starts, just let me remind everybody where we're at. We're on the page XIX, forward to the second edition. Starting with the first paragraph, as we discovered the principles by which, through two paragraphs, ending with the greatest assets that our society has, and we're commenting on both those paragraphs. And I'll now ask Reggie O to share, and then I'll take names of those who'd like to share after Reggie. Thank you, Reggie.
Thank you, and good morning, Mo. It's really great to be here this morning with all of you. This is Reggie O in the greater Los Angeles area, and, I love the I love the 12 traditions, and I have had the tendency in the past to want to just skip over them, and just focus on the steps, right? But in that previous paragraph, AA was beset by these very problems, the schisms and the strivings for power and the quarrels over leadership, et cetera. But there was enough care and concern recovery that they realized they had to do something to honor the, to unify the fellowship or pass off the scene. So I really get that first, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon, in our case, OA unity. And I was studying these in more depth some years ago, and I was thinking, oh my gosh, talk about bringing it out into everyday life. I mean, we actually do have to have it. We do have to have it to continue to recover and to continue to carry the message. And if we had only the steps, and this book was published in 1939 and it's now 2018, almost 19, we wouldn't be here, We wouldn't be here if these principles had not been, had not been formed, because they were already having trouble, back in the early days. And somebody had the foresight and wisdom enough, and perhaps, the guiding by the, the great reality within to create these. But the only requirement for OA membership is a desire, is a desire to stop drinking. So I love that, I love that welcome, inclusioning, everybody is welcome here. And, the friends I've had and made in these programs, I would have, we would have never probably even crossed each other's paths in everyday life. And, they become and still are some of the closest people in my life. And In that part, that there's this great sense of trust here. You know, it's like every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions, but there's no requirement. You know, there are no dues or fees for membership. But it works. You know, people do give what they can. And in that giving, we are able to flourish with what we need. And we don't have to, you know, buy stocks and bonds and have huge bank accounts or anything. It's an amazing sense, I think, of the higher power and consciousness that is really guiding this program in these 12 steps. And, you know, the anonymity that makes us, that really creates a safe space for all of us, you know, anonymity in the outside world, I think it helps us to keep, you know, keep ego out of it, you know, and in the rooms, it helps us to just share what we, you know, can share honestly, because we do some deep sharing here, you know, and that's a part of how we recover. Let's see, and the other part is that we have only one purpose here, you know, and that's to recover from compulsive overeating and carry the message when we get to step 12. And that's, you know, caused the demise of so many other amazing groups, is to start to get involved in outside issues, you know. And like I'm thinking our political atmosphere today, we would be so easy to get involved in that, you know, because it just seems to be so big. But we don't, you know, we keep it simple. The simplicity is the power, you know. It's the simplicity of this is the power. And it's just a profound working of God, a higher power, and not, you know, in the 12 steps for us as individuals and in these 12 traditions for all of us, you know, in a group, you know, and those to come. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you, Reggio. And I will now open the lines up, press star 1 to unmute to for those who'd like to share.
Cindy D.
Cindy D.
Kathy G.
Kathy G.
Wendy M.
Wendy M. Few more. Great two paragraphs to share on. Want to hear what you have to say.
Donna G.
Donna G. One more. Okay, we'll stop there. Cindy D, Kathy G, Wendy M, and Donna G. Cindy, you'll start us off, followed by Kathy G.
Thank you, Mo. Good morning to everybody. This is Cindy D, gratefully recovered in Texas. And much like what I've heard others share, you know, when I first came into OA, I could see that there was something different about the program and the 12 steps, and I'm really coming to learn that the traditions really do function as a guiding force for our groups and our fellowship. And for me, I'm learning that they can apply to my life. And, you know, I like that last sentence, the remarkable unity of AA is one of the greatest assets of our society. And I think it's such a model that we can live by. But I turned to page 561, like it references, and it's just amazing what I read. You know, to those now in his fold, AA has made the difference between misery and sobriety, and often the difference between life and death. AA can, of course, mean just as much to uncounted alcoholics not yet reached. Such a good reminder that, you know, part of my responsibility in carrying the message is to see that AA lives on for those who are yet to come to our society. And then the next paragraph, you know, no society of men and women ever had a more urgent need for continued effectiveness and permanent unity. We alcoholics see that we must work together and hang together, else most of us will finally die alone. Mm-hmm. Wow, you know, it's a great promise that, you know, we have each other for the long haul, and that we can, our program can continue to be effective and unified if we all do our part and follow these simple principles that have been laid out. for us. And it's a good reminder for me because sometimes I do things that aren't in alignment with the traditions, and I feel like it's an area that I really want to learn more and study more about. And then I just find the last sentence that it says on 561, you know, the long form is more explicit in its possible historic value. It's just like, wow, historic value. I mean, this is a priceless gift that we have with this program, and such an opportunity to learn and grow every day in the fellowship. And, you know, I want to continue to work to, you know, in my recovery, certainly maintain it by carrying the message and working the steps every day, but also live the traditions and help the effectiveness and unity of OA grow. And I'm grateful that this particular meeting is here and brought me into the fold, and that so many of you have helped me on my journey, and I just hope that I can do the same for others. So with that, I'm going to pass. Thanks, Mo. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah, thank you very much, Cindy D. Kathy G., followed by Wendy M.
Thanks, Mo, and good morning, everyone. It's Kathy G., recovered compulsive overeater in Illinois. And such a gift this morning to be able to share this incredible program of recovery on Christmas Day. I woke up this morning and I was so filled with love and joy and gratitude to be waking up on Christmas morning and not be hungover from food. And I was thinking about new people who were out there, or people who were suffering today because they couldn't stop last night at parties, or they couldn't not pick up. And I'm just really kind of choked up today because it's just the greatest gift that there is. And if you are suffering and you are struggling, just keep coming back onto this line and dare to crack open this big book. And as I read these paragraphs this morning, for some reason, the word that jumped out at me was evolve. And it says we had to evolve principles by which these groups and AA as a whole could survive and function effectively. And I looked up the word and it said evolve means develop gradually, especially from a simple to a more complex form. And I thought, over the last 17 months, that's exactly what I have felt like. I am evolving in this recovery. And I went from just hanging on to every word I heard and trying to soak it up and hang on to the recovery because I couldn't stand being stuck anymore in the cycle of the food and just fighting it and negotiating with it. And I couldn't stand it anymore. And I feel like I'm evolving from the simplicity of just, you know, surviving and getting through the day without picking up the substances into a person who has had a psychic change and a spiritual awakening and is available on a daily basis to help others to recover as well. I can show up. I can make commitments to be on this line, to read or to share. And it's beyond my comprehension that this has happened. And I can be at a party last night thinking about how I could listen to others well and how I could serve. And even at my own home, you know, putting out all these things for other people and being in neutrality with food. That's a gift beyond my comprehension, and I just wanted to thank you all today for being here and for this meeting. It's completely changed my life, and this wholesale miracle is available for you, too. So just keep coming. Give us a call, and just Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to everybody today. Love you all. I pass.
Thank you, Kathy G. Wendy M., followed by Donna G. Wendy.
Yes, good morning, Wendy M., gratefully recovered in Boulder, Colorado. Happy holidays to everybody. And Mo, thank you for your service. So I just had to jump on the line because I am just feeling so much gratitude this morning. I can't even tell you, right? Because last night, here's the gifts that I get. You know, when I was a kid, we'd open up gifts for 4 hours, and then all I could think about was the lox and bagels that I was going to eat. I could not stop eating Christmas morning as a child, you know, and there were never going to be enough gifts. And I got to tell you something. The gift I'm waking up with this morning is I'm abstinent. I'm neutral with food. I'm becoming neutral with people. Last night, I went to an event, and it wasn't about Wendy. This wasn't about attraction at all. It was about promotion. It was about being one of many in the group. It was about not needing attention, not needing to be the center, you know. And, oh, my God, these traditions show me how to be with other people, you know. And I'm a neophyte. I'm new at this. These are baby steps, right? But the miracle is I woke up this morning, I had no regrets. I didn't have to apologize to anyone. And if anything, my heart was so filled last night with love and joy for people. I just fell in love with everybody I was around, you know. And I have to say that these traditions, you know, I take them out into the world. And they're brilliant. They're magical. They're miracles, right? Because they make OA a safe place to land. That's what the traditions do for me. It becomes a safe place. Nobody wants my money. Nobody needs to know what my money is. I don't need to pay people to do this. There's no gimmicks. There's no motives. It's safe, right? And then I can take that into the world. And, you know, the one gift that I got last night, I called a friend and she said, Wendy, you just have to trust God. And it hit me like a lightning bolt. Oh, my God, I just have to trust. This is brilliant. I just have to trust God with all of it. And it was just one of those moments where it just clicked. And it just made sense. And it gave me peace and serenity. And it filled me up with God's love and God's light. And today, this morning, I woke up, I had a little jitters. And it was like, just trust. That was the voice. Just trust God. Just trust the process. Everything will be fine. You just need to trust God. You know, and that's the gift that I get when I pick up the phone and I call one of you, jittery, and you say, you know what? You just need to trust. Trust me that you just need to trust. And for some reason, that just gave me so much peace and serenity. And you know what? You can't wrap that up with a bow on it. Peace and serenity, this is what I'm after. This is what I want. I love a healthy body size. I love being neutral with the food, but I want peace. That's the true gift that I received today, is peace. And, you know, very soon I'll be at my ex-husband's house with my son, and I can't wait to be with them. I can't wait to be
time.
With these people. And thank you, God, for the gift. All right, with that, I pass.
Thank you, Wendy M. And Donna G.?
Good morning. I'm very happy to be here this morning, and what jumped out for me in the reading was the first sentence where it said, groups and AA as a whole could survive and function effectively. And for some reason when I read that, probably because it's Christmas and it's the holiday season, I thought about groups that don't function effectively. Lots of families, including my own, doesn't always function effectively. And, you know, kind of a little different twist on the word function, dysfunction, often meaning, you know, just things that don't work the way they should work, things that don't, that aren't smooth, that aren't dependable. And, you know, looking at traditions, I think that one of the reasons that it functions so effectively is first things are put first. So, you know, our common welfare, very first, it comes first. And that, you know, if you think about, I'm just thinking about my own family. I'm thinking we all put our common welfare first. We wouldn't have any dysfunction. We wouldn't have any problems. You know, it's really putting first things first. And then for our group purpose, there's but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. And, you know, I hear so many times growing up, you know, I can remember my mother always saying, you know, if you, you know, when people got married, you know, she'd always give the advice, if you put God first, if you put God first, everything will come in families, you know, if you put God first. And really, you know, to me, what jumped out about this is, you know, the traditions are awesome because they begin with our common welfare and a loving God as he may express himself. And that just, that's, to me, that just speaks volumes. It really gets me thinking about today, being around family and where I want to be with all of it and where I want to be with my group. And I'm just very grateful for the safety that these traditions provide and the effective functioning that they provide for us all. And Merry Christmas, everyone. Thanks.
And thank you, Donna G. We have time for two more shares, if two more people would like to share.
Laura G.
My
Laura
chair,
G.
My name is Barbara S.
Barbara S. I got two here, Laura G. and Barbara S. Laura, go ahead.
Good morning. I'm Laura G. and I'm a recovering compulsive overeater and I live in Virginia. And I was thinking about the only time I even think about the traditions is when they're being broken, when they're not being followed. And what came to mind to me is the other day I was in a meeting and a lady was leaving the area, and she started taking pictures of people without asking. And the alarm went off in my head saying, that's breaking my anonymity. And I asked her, you know, pointed out that it was an anonymous program and would she ask first before snapping away. And she's like, oh, yeah, okay. And I thought, yeah, it's a big deal to me. It isn't to other people, but it is to me. And I've gone to groups where, you know, there was gossip outside of the meetings and, you know, reminded me, this is why we have the traditions to keep us functioning. And my mother died recently, and because of the program, I had done my amends to her. I had been the best daughter that I could be, and I have absolutely no regrets. And that is just so huge. It's such a huge thing, and it's huge to be free from the food. And with that, I pass and wish everybody a happy holiday.
Thank you, Laura G. Barbara S., you'll take us out. Thank you, Barbara.
You're welcome. Barbara S., I'm from New York, and I'm very, very thankful for program and also that I came on to this meeting today. I find traditions to be one of the great blessings of the program, and I wish we could have this in all kinds of meetings. You know, I'm on another committee or two outside of OA, and from time to time there is gossiping, unfairness, speaking out, and just I once facilitated a meeting of something I belonged to, and I used the hand raising and pitch technique, and that everything that I've heard in program fits into most, or if not all, the parts of my life that I've seen, and I'm a senior and I've seen quite a few, you know, different things, and these people were a blessing to us all who wrote everything, and I'm glad to be on this meeting today, and I wish everybody a happy holiday, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and God bless, and thank you. I pass.
And thank you very much. And thank you all for your shares today. And we will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. And I will now ask Kathy G. to read a vision for you.
Thanks, Mo. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep